Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today, I'll be talking to you about an important move by the enemies of our people to suppress all resistance to their anti-white agenda by expanding their well-worn expedient of making it impossible for us to do business. First, let's take a look at a news item sent to me by National Alliance Chairman Will Williams and published on whitebiocentrism.com, including excerpts from a Washington Times article originally forwarded by Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review. Quote, "A list of hate groups sent by the U.S. Treasury Department to U.S. and overseas banks was compiled by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. This list of 73 U.S.-based hate groups is from Bankrolling Bigotry, an overview of the online funding strategies of American hate groups, a report issued in October 2020 by two British-based groups. The 36-page report is posted at isdglobal.org. The report urges financial institutions and platforms such as PayPal to cancel or withhold services to alleged hate groups. It also recommends that the U.S. Congress consider measures so that hate groups cannot qualify for nonprofit status. Among the groups identified by the ADL and the SPLC and cited in the report are American Renaissance, New Century Foundation, VDARE, Family Research Council, Eagle Forum, Numbers USA, the National Alliance, and the Institute for Historical Review." Close quote. The National Alliance is the parent organization behind NationalVanguard.org, where American Dissident Voices is published every week. Now let's turn to this month's Washington Times piece titled "List of Hate Groups Circulated by Federal Government to Banks Included Top Conservative Organization." It's a bit long. I'll shorten it a little, but bear with me. It's important. Quote, "The federal government circulated a list of hate groups to U.S. banks as part of its financial surveillance after January 6, 2021. A tally compiled by left-of-center groups that featured a host of mainstream conservative organizations. The list was lifted from a 2020 report titled "Bankrolling Bigotry" by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue and the Global Disinformation Index, a pair of left-wing advocacy groups based in London and distributed in January 2021 by the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. FinCEN circulated the ISD report to some of the largest financial institutions in the world, including the very financial institutions that are likely responsible for providing financial services to many of the listed hate groups, without regard for the chilling effect it would have on protected speech and its potential to be weaponized against the groups by financial institutions, the subcommittee said. In addition, the list draws a false equivalency between certain conservative civil society groups and the American Nazi Party and the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, suggesting FinCEN views them equally, said the subcommittee report released Wednesday. The panel's report, "Financial Surveillance in the United States: How Federal Law Enforcement Commandeered Financial Institutions to Spy on Americans," focused on the FBI's mining of bank records to head off any threats to the January 20, 2021 inauguration of President-elect Joseph R. Biden after the Capitol riot. Federal law enforcement asked financial institutions to conduct sweeping searches of individuals not suspected of committing any crimes, the report said, by filtering Zelle payments with keywords such as MAGA and Trump, and flagging purchases at firearms stores such as Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Federal authorities warned that those Americans who expressed opposition to firearm regulations, open borders, COVID-19 lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and the deep state may be potential domestic terrorists, the subcommittee said. In addition, the agency distributed a hyperlink to the Anti-Defamation League's Hate on Display database, a list of racist symbols that includes the Celtic cross. The ADL acknowledged that the popular cross design is a very common symbol and primarily used by non-extremists. The findings raised alarm about the federal government's role in promoting the debanking of conservative organizations by discrediting them with financial institutions, an issue already drawing concern on the right. The Treasury Department confirmed last month that it supported law enforcement efforts to identify those involved in the January 6 riot by suggesting keywords for financial surveillance, which also included Biden, Kamala, and Antifa. We understand that FinCEN convened these exchange events starting under the prior administration, that is, the Trump administration, also very friendly to the Jewish censors, and continuing until approximately mid-February 2021, said the February 9th letter to Senator Tim Scott, South Carolina Republican, posted on Fox News. Jeremy Tedesco, Alliance Defending Freedom senior counsel, told the subcommittee at a hearing Thursday that viewpoint-based debanking is on the rise. He cited several examples. In 2022, J.P. Morgan Chase closed the newly opened account of the National Committee for Religious Freedom, founded by former Kansas Governor Sam Brownback. Chase has been accused of religious discrimination, which the bank has denied. And I'll just break in here to say that the National Alliance has also had some mysterious account closings, too. Many of them, in fact. Mr. Tedesco accused the federal government of colluding with the financial industry to censor Americans with mainstream conservative and religious views. The Orwellian surveillance of American citizens has no place in a free society. Neither does the federal government's weaponization of the financial industry against peaceable religious and conservative groups, he said. We won't allow the federal government to treat us like domestic terrorists, nor accept its bullying and Big Brother tactics. This isn't the first time the Biden administration has been accused of relying on left-wing groups to target conservatives. The FBI was pilloried for a January 2023 memo from its Richmond, Virginia office that named radical traditionalist Catholics as a potential domestic terrorism threat based on sources that included the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. The FBI retracted the memo shortly after it was leaked. Close quote, end of article. According to publicly available sources, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, or ISD, which co-authored this report, is funded by Western governments known to be under Jewish domination and by the anti-white Jew, George Soros's Open Society Foundation, and other operations of the ruling elite. Their funding sources are listed as governments. ISD receives grants from various governments around the world, including those in Australia, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the United States, through agencies like Department of State and Homeland Security, and the European Union. Foundations: Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Omid Yar Network, National Democratic Institute, and the Open Society Foundations are some of the quote-unquote philanthropic organizations that fund the ISD. The Omid Yar Network was set up and funded by Pierre Omid Yar, the Iranian-born founder of eBay, on whose family's religious-slash-ethnic background, seemingly not Muslim, it's almost impossible to get information. The National Democratic Institute is another Soros-run front group. The other listed co-author of the report is the Global Disinformation Index, or GDI, which is yet another Soros-funded operation. The entire purpose of the GDI is to deny advertising revenue to companies and groups that Jews don't approve of by making it technically impossible for them to use normal advertising and commercial internet services if they are on the organization's blacklist. That this is a Jewish effort to deny targeted individuals and organizations, including the National Alliance, which is specifically mentioned, but doubtless including thousands of people and groups who aren't mentioned, the ability to conduct normal business activities. These Jews and Jewish employees want it to be impossible for us or our church and thousands of others to sell merchandise online, to sell merchandise in person using point-of-sale processors, to even have a bank account. The report was sent to a huge list of banks, to accept donations, to let our customers use credit and debit cards, thereby also preventing all people everywhere from spending their own money as they see fit, and even from using open source online shopping software that is supposed to be free for everyone to use. They're even attacking the use of Bitcoin, which, and they really, really hate this, allows people to freely choose where they will spend their money in a way that can't be censored by the Jews, and without even needing quote-unquote accounts. There are no accounts with Bitcoin that can be frozen by bankers or by governments. This Jewish effort also involves denying nonprofit status to genuinely nonprofit groups if those groups say things that Jews don't approve of. These Jewish groups have the gall to call us haters. Interestingly, they even call a Jew critical and amazingly competent black nationalist organization a hate group in their report. So it's really more like this. They are the haters, working assiduously over nearly a century now to deny everyone of every race, but especially the hated white race, the free speech rights that our forebears died to obtain for us. They want all of us to shut up, obey instantly, bow low to the Jewish received narrative, keep on working hard for their ever-shrinking Federal Reserve notes, and keep our heads down very, very low at all times. They want, ultimately, anyone who exposes the many crimes, including genocide, of the Jewish power structure to be imprisoned or killed. I wouldn't be surprised if these Jews one day targeted the use of food stores by haters like me and worked to deny us access to them. After all, I can dig wild onions to feed myself and my family, can't I? Why should our marvelous food stores and agricultural infrastructure be used to feed haters and Nazis anyway? Don't those Nazi families use that food to get the energy they need to write articles criticizing Jews, or to build churches that don't worship Jews, or to publish books by evil anti-Semites like Voltaire and Hitler and Pierce and Dalton and Oliver and others? Why should we provide food energy to haters? That's just like funding hate. It's got to stop. I assure you, that is not very far from what the Jews are doing right now as they try to exclude us from all normal economic activity. It's more important than ever now, while you still can, to financially support the National Alliance, the Cosmotheist Church, and the Cosmotheist Bookstore, so we can expand our publishing, broadcasting, and community building efforts and get stronger and stronger and ever more able to resist this Jewish tyranny. Imagine what we could accomplish with a multi-million-dollar publishing house instead of a multi-thousand one. Imagine what we could do if we had received, say, just 10 bitcoins back when they were around $1,000 each a few years ago. They would be worth 2/3 of $1 million now. And a $10,000 gift of them now is likely to grow in a like manner as the U.S. dollar dissolves into nothing, just like the German mark did 100 years ago, and for similar Jewish financial manipulation reasons. Just imagine what our community could do if we had a few hundred families, instead of just a few families, working and volunteering and living in close proximity to our national office in Upper East Tennessee. You can help make all that possible today, if you have the will and courage to do so.